Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
Game on, two competitors, two Irish soda breads, McKinney versus Kenny in the BPP St. Patrick's Day Bake Off. Our judges, our production supervisor, a man who makes our microphone sound, just makes him sound, Brian McCabe, and because he's Irish, that's why he's in here, Ian, because he likes food.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Brian, first, apparently you have documentation that you're a legitimate judge for this?
Yeah, I brought my Irish passport. It's a long
story.
It really
is your passport. You really do. It's got the harp on the front and everything. Look at that. He's for real. All right, so Irish soda bread. We need a, there's a little bit of research that needs to be done. Brian, what makes a good soda bread?
Well, there's some traditional ingredients that go into an Irish soda bread. And I guess when coming talking about Irish soda bread, a lot of people put stuff in Irish soda bread that's not supposed to be in there. And some people, and I haven't talked to the cooks yet, some people put sugar in there, and some put eggs, and some put yeast.
It's supposed to be just basic ingredients, though,
right?
Right.
And I see, before tasting anything so far, that we have some raisins in our soda bread today.
Uh-oh.
And, well, since they both have raisins, we call this the spotted dog soda
okay.
bread. And
contestant would like to know who let this man be the judge.
Look, he's got the passport.
That's right. So anyway, we're good. We're good. I'm right. Looking forward to tasting these.
All right, let the tasting begin.
Okay.
All right, Ian.
Ian, you want to go first here?
Okay.
Sure.
Which one are you starting with? Is there a way to describe
I'm going
to
start with what looks like a sort of denser bread. It's got more of the spots as far as the spotted dog is concerned.
Yes. Gotcha.
I'm going to be looking for a nice soft crumb in this bread.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's supposed to be made with buttermilk. And... okay.
All right. So
I note a little...
I'm going to try a little this while
please.
You're doing
yes.
it.
Same bread.
What do you think? I see you're both chewing. Mm. It's a little bit chewier.
It's warm.
It's got
that's
a
good.
Is that a fennel flavor in there? It seems adorned.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
It's got a little something going on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with this other one now.
This is a chunkier piece.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a little, it had more
it's
of a rise
tasty,
to it.
I have a little more of this.
Kind of looks like a cornbread.
A little bit more, fewer raisins. Go ahead, Ian. What
okay.
do you think?
Here it goes.
Chewing makes great radio.
Yeah, I really hate chewing on the radio, just as a policy, but I can't help it.
Texture on this one, please?
I prefer this bread. It's a little sweeter, which I know is not what Irish soda bread is supposed to be, but it's definitely a more enjoyable eat.
Mr. McCabe, what do you think about the second, slightly chunkier, fewer raisins?
Well, I think I may be siding with Ian in that this one seems a little bit straight like bread as opposed to...
And you're going for the
it
classic.
It doesn't have that herb.
Right. This herb thing...
It's an interesting bread, but it's maybe not the soda bread you're looking for on March 17th.
Exactly.
All right. Who is the creator of
this? Do we have a winner?
We have a winner.
I think we do, because
I think
Ian
it's
and
unanimous.
I agree that it's the second bread, whatever this
yeah,
is.
This,
the bigger bread.
The bigger bread.
Who is the winner?
That would be I.
Oh.
Caitlin Kenny!
Holding my title as BPP Bake Off Champ. And I'd just like to say, Ian even chose my bread, considering that I beat him in the last Bake Off. Granted, he didn't know which was which.
I
but
feel terrible.
The truth
oh,
is
man.
Out.
Well, Caitlin Kenny.
Just disappointed I am.
Caitlin Kenny, continuing her streak here with the BPP Bake Offs. Thanks to both of you for taking the time, the hot sweat on your brow and your oven on St. Patrick's Day. It was worth it all.
Thank you. I just want to point out mine are currants, not raisins. Thank you.
That's why she's the editor. Editing her bread. That's it for this hour of the BPP. Always online at npr.org/Bryant Park.